Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you very much. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a minute here. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebook account, it is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Again, double E, Bradley Dean one. And phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio program where we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And I also want to let you know that this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, except the Christ, of course. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. That's important business. He is the great liberator. He is the one that makes men free. End of story, period. I like that. Period. P-E-R-I-O-D. Period, right? We'll put an exclamation on the end of that one. I also want to let people know, too, that listen, if you're going to call into the radio show, we got several calls on Saturday. If you want to call into the radio show, state a topic or add to the topic. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, folks. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's raining again, folks. It's raining judgment. You know, I want to say this, too, for all those skeptics out there. First of all, you're a fool for your pains, number one. Secondly, you fail to study history, and I'm setting this up to say this. It's, can you imagine in the days of Noah when he started to warn the people that judgment was coming, and everybody laughed at him, and they did the things that they did on a daily basis, day by day. You know, where's that judgment, Noah? What's your problem, freak? What's your problem, you fruit? Look at that conspiracy theory. Look, conspiracy theorist over there. Isn't he a whack job? And then all of a sudden, Noah and his family, after he built the ark, and God gave great specificity as to how to build that ark, and he goes in, shuts the door, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. Do you think it was funny then? Probably not, because all of a sudden, all their accusations and all their skepticism, well, in that one moment when it began to rain, and it didn't stop raining, I bet they probably thought about 200 times about the things that they said before they stood before their judge, because they did stand before the judge. And I say that for the very purpose that I'm right and you're wrong, for all you skeptics. And I also want to let you know this, that it's not funny. It is raining judgment in America, and we can see the fruit of it right now, because we see that the feds are ready to force Christians to deny Christian morality. We can see that that's taking place. Go ahead and check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also shared with you on Saturday that Franklin Graham's message to Muslims, leave America and go back to where you came from. It's just that important. If you don't like the way things are here, then go back to where you came from. Agreed. Cool. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Russians paid Clinton millions to get uranium. That's another scandal that's coming forward. And by the way, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you a couple weeks before all this stuff popped open. And of course, the Lord knows what's going on. He is the great prophet, and he's the greatest of all prophets. Marching into Hell, a blunt message to the young, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Muslim convert says, my Islamic faith prevents me from paying interest on loans, student loans. That's called thievery, friends. See, now they're trying to bring in Sharia law and exempt themselves from the laws of our constitutional republic. And by the way, speaking of interest on a loan, I do know scripture does tell us that we're not to charge usury to our brother, but we can to a foreigner. So the usury in the interest that's, incurred on these loans are actually thrown to the foreigners, not to the Americans, but they do it to both. Okay, so when it comes to the Americans, it is illegal to do that, but of course that could be another great debate for someone to pick it up and say, Bradley Dean, you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Read the Bible. He knows what's best. And first and foremost, did we always have that the way that you know it today? No, we didn't. So who's right? I am. And why am I right? Because I'm standing on the Word of God. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Clinton Cash, author Peter Schweitzer, breaks down the Clinton corruptions. What have we been talking about, folks, 2 weeks before it came out? Here we go again. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, my latest encounter with Nazi-like Muslim thugs, Pamela Geller, tells you that every seat was filled with Muslims. 80% were Muslims, mocking, and so on and so forth. Check out the article. Also wanted to let you know, too, here we go again. The left wants the facts about the Clintons, but just their facts, of course. They don't want to be held accountable for the laws that they violate. And as I've always stated, friends, they are, the left, as you call them, are not ruled by law. And folks, the right, you have the left because the right isn't doing the right thing all of the time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, abortionist who killed Lakeisha Wilson sends woman wrapped like a mummy to emergency room. Folks, you are actually, literally, when we're speaking of abortionists, we're speaking of those that are getting paid to murder the innocent in the womb. We may as well just call them hit men, hit women. And if you think God's going to wink at that, folks, you better wake up and smell the coffee. He's not going to. Just ask him, NASA. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, more unintended consequences from unconstitutional Obamacare. Read Article 1, Section 8. I also wanted to let you know the lesbian who called for memoirs, pizza or memories pizza to be burned down was fired. Oh, really? That's it? Well, good for the American people. Also wanted to let you know as well, friends, that there is nothing more powerful than a country full of informed citizens. Brand new commentator Brian Klawitzer from Diesel Tech in Michigan is adding his two cents, folks. He's attacked by the radical homosexual, so we decided to give him a national platform. See, that's how ministries are birthed. So he's bringing it, folks, as we call it in the ministry here. Also want to let you know, here we have the international criminal again. Gee whiz, folks, when are you going to deal with this guy for Media Matters? Liberals finally admit that Media Matters exists to misinform, misdirect, and obfuscate the facts, friends. And who's behind that? None other than George Soros. He's the guy that was responsible for what was going on over in Michigan there, in Ferguson, and all of those riots that, well, locals didn't know what the national media was talking about. And friends, by the way, we'll just set that stage for this. Did you hear the Baltimore mayor give those who wish to destroy space to do what? Folks, you got to look at their picture. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back on the other side of the break, and I'm going to actually let you listen to this mayor. Yep, she said it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Baltimore Mayor, when asked the question, I'll let this play out for you, but this is in essence what she responded with. She wished to give space to them that are destroying. Now, folks, she said it. I was thinking maybe if I watched the video, she didn't really say what the headlines stated that she said, but she said it. And here's the other thing, friends. Again, this is why it's so important for you to see the faces of these people that are making the decisions that they're making today, namely the lawless and unlawful. And because, folks, they're not there. And in this particular situation, this Baltimore mayor, and I'm not capping on her, friend. She steps in it all on her own. She didn't need any help. She did it. And I want you to understand, when I'm looking at her, you got to ask yourself the question, what kind of antidepressants is she on? Because she's like faded, friends. She's like in a daze. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece. This is the Baltimore mayor, who wished to destroy, namely those that wanted to destroy. She wanted to give them space to do just that. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
I'll just start off by saying, as far as the police response, the police has done, I think, one question and answer this evening, and will continue to make themselves available for updates on our public safety response. This is about our call for peace in the city. So we'll be taking questions about that. Any questions?
Mayor, is there anything you've been dealing with differently before you had to head off some of the stuff that was happening down close to the harbor and about 10 yards between you? Like, did you have a sense that they might try to go that way?
Well, we've had these types of conversations before, and I've made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything that they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech. It's a very delicate balancing act.
They're destroying the city, friends.
Try to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other things that were going on. We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard. to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate, and that's what you saw.
Now hang on a second, Buggy. Let's see if we can rewind that, because, folks, she said it. And did you also notice that she wanted to protect free speech? Well, it's not free speech that she's protecting, friends. She's protecting those that are destroying people's properties at will, breaking the windows of businesses, trashing cars. Oh, folks, you can watch it all. And she wants to make sure that their free speech is protected. Okay? And I think what's important, too, is notice she wanted to make sure they were protected. Listen to what she said. From the cars. Folks, that they were destroying is what she was saying. She is completely upside down on her comments. But this is a perfect exhibition, an example of a nation allowing a people that are completely backwards and reprobate, disconnected from any sense of right and wrong, friends. She said it. The Baltimore mayor said, we gave those who wish to destroy space to do just that.
Well, we've had these types of conversations.
She's disconnected,
before,
friends.
And I've made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything that they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech.
That's not what they're doing.
It's a very delicate balancing act, because while we tried to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we
wish to destroy space to do just that. She said it, friends. Space to do just that. Now, do you think that that's what she meant to say? Well, it doesn't matter if that's what she meant to say. That's what she did say. And by the way, they are protecting them that are destroying. And if you think I'm crazy, why don't you go out online right now, friends, and just go ahead and go to the video section on Google as to what's going on in Baltimore right now. But here is the mayor encouraging them in their right to destroy, not free speech, but to vandalize, loot, break windows, destroy cars, whatever's in your way. Even beat up white people if you want to. Now, folks, I understand when people have had enough. But this isn't the way that you right the wrong, because two wrongs don't make a right. But yet, these folks in Baltimore are just going along with the plan. Now, I also want you to understand, friends, and then what I'm going to do in just a couple of minutes here is I'm going to bring into contrast what took place in the 60s. Under MLK. It's not this. And we also know that during the civil rights marches back in the 60s, we also know that it was the FBI that was sending in provocateurs to stir up those peaceful protests by MLK and others. We found out that it was J. Edgar Hoover that was responsible for spending all the money that he did concerning the smear campaigns on Martin Luther King. Now, is this the same spirit as to what you're seeing today, friends? Because I say this, and MLK said this too as well, black power is as dangerous as white power is. But folks, this is ridiculous. And we also found out, going back to what took place in Ferguson not too long ago, that it was actually Media Matters, well, the one that supports those groups and creates those groups is none other than the international crook himself, George Soros. We found out that he put $30 million into disrupting that community, but it didn't work. It backfired. Now, folks, there is provocateurs that are being used to stir up these riots. And there's a reason for it. Because we see this administration, we see the Attorney General doing everything within their power to create racial divisions in the United States of America. Because when you divide, that's how you conquer. When you divide, that's how you conquer. And that's exactly what they mean to do, is to divide and conquer. I also want to just throw this in here. for you. Ponder this. Pay attention to what's going on outside of the United States of America right now, folks, because they mean to divert your attention as to what's going on in Baltimore alone. Sleight of hand. They want to divert you. But rest assured, friends, it is this criminal administration, along with this criminal attorney general, Eric Holder, and the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jacksons that just couldn't make it, that are the ones that are behind what's going on here. Now, I also want to let you know that the media is failing to identify the leader of Baltimore riots. We're going to take it a step further before I get over to actually what took place in the 60s and the contract that you had to sign before you could be a part of the civil rights movement in the 60s. Completely contrary to what you're seeing today, friends. You're seeing a whole lot of demonic activity and a whole lot of lawlessness and sons of Belial and daughters of Belial acting out what they've always wanted to act out. Oh, so what we want to do is we want to right the wrong by wronging those that wronged us. And we want to go wrong the innocent for those that are responsible for what took place in Baltimore. That's exactly what they're doing, friends. Now, folks, the major news media outlets in America, again, have failed to report one of the main leaders of the splinter group of Baltimore protests who turned violent is a notorious racist and the former national chairman of the new Black Panther Party. The New York Times, the Associated Press, the New York Daily News, CBS Local, and other news media outlets all name Malik Shabazz as a leader of the breakaway chaotic protests. Yet each of these news outlets only identify Shabazz only as president of Black Lawyers for Justice. So wait a second. So they found some new fronts. They found some new minions. They found some new bidders to do their bidding for them. Well, of course. I mean, because everybody's on to the Al Sharptons. Everybody's on to the Jesse Jacksons of the world. Everybody's on to Barack Hussein Obama. Everybody's on to Attorney General Eric Holder. Well, they got to get some new players involved. I mean, we got to blame somebody. And see, these people don't realize that they're being used for a greater cause. Every single one of them to their own demise. He who digs the pit will surely fall into it. And I want to say this to America as a nation. These are the warning signs, and this is the mercy of God, once again, to show you what's going on in your government that you are tolerating. They are responsible at length for what's going on because they mean to defy, divide the American people so they can conquer. And they've been doing it for a long time in the face of the American people, and there is no excuse for it. When I come back, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a documentation and counter what you're seeing through the modern day racists and provocateurs. And I'm going to read off a list of what you had to agree to and then sign before you could be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s. And you tell me if it lines up with what you're seeing today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Sons of Liberty, folks. Baltimore mayor gave those who wish to destroy space to do just that. She said she was working with the police, friends. I want to set the stage for you. I want you to see the picture. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's the latest article that has been posted. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the video. She is disconnected. Folks, I am telling you. She's on something. I mean, she's standing there just as calm as can be. What it looks like, friends, she looks like she's, you know, the only person missing in this picture here, in this equation, is Farrakhan with his thugs standing behind him. It's exactly her setting. It's like, what is this? I mean, none of this surprises me. I'm from North Minneapolis, okay? I get it. I was raised in the hood. I get it. Folks, this stuff is so simple for me to see through. But, folks, the fact of the matter is, for this Baltimore mayor to say that she's working with the police and failing to bring forth the facts that the New York Times, the Associated Press, the New York Daily News, CBS Local, and news media outlets are failing to mention Mr. Malik Shabazz or Shabazz. But, folks, I want to play her out one more time. I want you to hear what she has to say. Oh, and, friends, she said it. I watched it several times. It's like, wait, she really said it. She really said it. Oh, she really said it. She really said it.
I'll just start off by saying, as far as the police response, the police has done, I think, one question and answer this evening and will continue to make themselves available for updates on our public safety response. This is about our call for peace in the city. So we'll be taking questions.
Peace. In other words, just let us destroy your city. That's our call for peace. This is ridiculous. Embarrassing.
Like, did you have a sense that they might try to go that way?
Well, we've had these types of conversations before, and I've made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything that they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech. It's a very delicate balancing act, because while we try to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other things
they
that were going on.
They were protected from the cars that they were destroying, is what she's
saying.
We
also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well.
She just said it,
and
friends.
And we worked
Sam.
Very hard.
Now, folks, did you hear what she said? Okay, I've already emphasized this, but she said it. It's not like I need to try to say anything that she didn't say. But did say, she blatantly said it. And you heard her say it. Now, going away from the Baltimore mayor who wants to give those who are destroying space to do just that, in the advocation of their peaceful demonstrations destroying property, namely of those that are innocent of anything that could be taking place in Baltimore right now. We go over again to the state-controlled media just to prove my point all the more that the New York Times, the Associated Press, the New York Daily News, CBS, local and other news medias, and all these outlets, these state-controlled outlets that I've been warning you about for years, they all fail to name Malik Shabazz as a leader of the breakaway, chaotic protest. The AP reported one of the protest organizers, Malik Shabazz, the president of Black Lawyers for Justice, said the crowd exceeded their expectations, adding that protesters' anger is not surprising. This is a problem that has not been solved, he said. When there's no justice, they tend to want to make matters or take matters into their own hands. Oh, so justice, in your definition, is to destroy and just let it all out. And give them the freedom to destroy the property, the cars, and beat up on white people. That's a peaceful march? That's justice? No, that's a lack of justice. Because these people are colorblind, folks. And folks, these people have been decrying the fact that they're victims for too long now in the United States. And I'm talking about anybody that is foolish. To say that justice needs to be done in an unlawful manner. I don't care what color you are. This stuff jacks me up. They reported the New York Times on the Baltimore riots. There, Malik Shabazz, president of Black Lawyers for Justice, a Washington, D.C.-based group that called for the demonstrations and advertised it on social media, told the crowd that he would release them in an hour, adding, listen carefully, to his version of justice and his definition of justice, shut it down if you want to. Shut it down. Mr. Shabazz said in a later interview that his rhetoric was intended only to encourage civil disobedience, not violence, but added that he was not surprised by the scattered anger outbursts because people here haven't received justice. Hey, Mr. Shabazz. Hey, Brother Shabazz. This ain't justice, bruh. This ain't how you do it. This ain't how it goes down, dog. No. You go to the law. And you go to the lawgiver, and you see what he has to say as to how things are to be done, because this is not the way that you'd bring forth justice. You go to the Supreme Court. You look up at the Supreme Court chambers. You see Moses and the Ten Commandments. You want justice? Then do it the way God commanded you to bring it forth, not the other way around, because you're sowing evil seed, brah. And here's the state-controlled media covering once again, only to their own demise at the end of the game. And it's the end of the game that they think they're playing. On a nationwide basis, to those that stand back and allow this to happen, God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him, and that's exactly what's happening. You don't love your country enough to fight for it? Well, then God will bless it one way or another, or he'll curse it. That's up to you. Now, when we're talking about the modern-day racists and the provocateurs, because provocateurs are what they are. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. You want to talk about a bunch of hateful insurrectionists? The older folks trying to divide and conquer, which will never happen, by the way. Divide the people through the color of their skin when God said all nations are one blood? How foolish. How foolish. Hey, if I see a crime committed on a black man, if I see a crime committed on a white man, it doesn't matter. I'll be the first one to stand in between to do my best to help that situation. Because we all need to be colorblind when it comes to justice. And notice the one, the woman holding the scales, she has a blindfold on, doesn't she? Yes, she does. Not these folks. They got it off. And they're looking at the white people and they're saying, you know what, we need to give it back to them. And yet they fail to see the crimes that are being committed across America today towards the white people. Because they want to play the victim, and when in fact we're seeing black on white crimes increasingly, pretty significantly across the country today, friends. But I'm not going there for the very purpose. I'm not going to put wood into that fire. But I am getting sick and tired of all this crap on both. Hey, folks, no matter what color you are, that one day my four little children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Folks, I took some time in showing you concerning the offset of police officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed the thug Michael Brown. By the way, they had film of him robbing a store prior to him getting shot down and pushing the store owner around. And we can also see that the state-controlled media is resurrecting the issue of racism. And we also now know that George Soros was putting millions into creating chaos in that city. We also went to a local pastor in Ferguson, and we found out that what the state-controlled media was doing was gathering 50 people, if they could get that many, and then they were filming them in the background, trying to do things that they wanted to get them on film doing. But going back to the pastor said, I don't know where they're getting that film from because that isn't the Ferguson that I live in. No, of course not. Remember that? Remember this, friends? You take the pictures, I'll create the war. It's exactly what they're doing. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. They want you to think it's spread across America, all this division. And baloney. Just on the West Coast, no issues there. Just on the East Coast, no issues there, friends. I just spoke to some college and high schools. Black kids were just as adamant to talk to me as the white kids were. No issues there. Matter of fact, even during my speech, I break down that barrier. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a white church right now, they'd be standing up saying, Brother Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. Not just a black church. We're in this together. And if we don't get it right, friends, we're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools. And this sort of stuff coming from this administration, again, holding the responsible party and their feet to the fire, that's you need not go any further than the White House, friends, or this Attorney General. And this is exactly why they're appointing men and women of color into positions, friends, because they want to keep this alive. They want this insurrection alive. They want to resurrect the past, which doesn't belong to this generation. So, folks, what took place in Ferguson was all contrived. They sent in provocateurs. Matter of fact, we even got video from locals there saying that they were noticing that there was provocateurs going in and stirring up or attempting to stir up riots. This is nothing new. And when you always follow the trail back, friends, you always go back and you find, guess where it leads to? Right to the government that's responsible for attempting to do this. This is exactly what's going on. Now, I'm not saying there's no injustice going on in Baltimore. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I am simply saying this isn't how we handle things, friends. When we come back, friends, I'm going to bring you to this contract that you had to sign on the dotted line after you read each point before you could be a part of the civil rights movement. Our final segment coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, folks, here's the deal. After listening to the divisive rhetoric, only using the old tactic again of divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, I couldn't help but notice how stark of a contrast that these that want to be modern-day civil rights leader are from the original creed of the civil rights movement in the 1960s, again led by none other than Martin Luther King Jr. And for all those foolish individuals out there that believe that Martin Luther King was a communist, there could be nothing further from the truth. First-hand information. Aside of that, let me take you back to the 60s, because again, every participant in the civil rights marches was required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. Is this what you're seeing today? Number one, meditate upon the teachings of Jesus daily. Number two, remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Number three was to walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Number four is pray daily to be used by God. Boy, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, I was just paying attention to some of the old footage from ABC News yesterday from the 1970s. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that they referenced was Moses in the Ten Commandments concerning a murder trial. And then they went and took the camera and spent much time on Moses and the Ten Commandments. They were speaking of murder. And he said, that's number six of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Of course. That is basis of law in America. But now they have taught a new generation completely what is un-American and ungodly and untrue. Going on, number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world, John 15:13. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number nine, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. And number 10, follow the directions of the movement and the captain of the demonstration. I didn't see anything in there where it talked about don't destroy people's property. I didn't see that. You know, and it's interesting that when you go back to MLK, he wasn't a molder of consensus to guarantee. I'm sorry, he was a molder of consensus to guarantee equal rights under the law for all men who were endowed by their creator, as the Declaration of Independence rightly states. That's why he continuously recited the Declaration of Independence, friends. However, today, what we're seeing is these self-made civil rights leaders of today. I'm not even going to name them any longer. You know who they are and what they want to be. They've left out their Bibles, their morals, as they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach as they're being used by a pimp named Barack Hussein Obama. So let me contrast the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by their actions. So this is their version of a civil rights movement. Meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. This is exactly what they're advocating, friends. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Number six, send threats to those who disagree with you. And number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. And number eight, use fear and force as your tactic to get the people to bow before your unjust acts. Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. And number 10, and finally, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and an unlawful administration. That is exactly how they are acting today, in contrast to the way they walked and talked in a godly fashion back in the 60s. Completely contrary, but isn't it interesting how they will use MLK as a badge, saying he would be all about what's going on? No, he wouldn't.
No,
there's no way he wouldn't.
When you look at that and you look at the difference in the spirit and the heart from Martin Luther King's day, like you said, about judging people by the color and the content of their character rather than the color of their skin, which is exactly how we should be judging people. But today it's judgment turned backwards. Why? As you were talking about, Bradley, because we've left off the commandments of God. You want justice? Go to the lawgiver, obey his commands, and follow through the way that God intended for you to do it. So there's so many good things to bring up here, and a lot of things going on in our country that need your attention. You know, we can look and say, well, I'm so busy with this, that, and the other thing. Well, listen, if you don't have a country, you don't have this, that, and the other thing. We need to go to the foundations of America and make sure that they're sure in Christ first and foremost. And we just want to say thank you to our new listeners. We've gotten lots of new affiliates in the past 2-3 weeks here. It just seems like, you know, all across America, Chicago, we're looking at all these different places of people coming together because they're hungry to hear the truth. And for those of you that are listening, I'm sure it's the same way.
People need to understand that unity weakens corruption. And this is what they don't want, if it be a righteous unity. But this is what they don't want because they have to keep the people demographically divided into race so they can continuously keep their upper hand on what's going on. And they're using the state-controlled media to do that. Folks, if there isn't news, they're at the point now where they are creating news. And we've seen that in this country for years.
That's right. And if people would just talk with each other, they would realize that we are really unified. A lot of times people say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Listen, there's so many people out there that think the same exact way. Just start talking to people and you'll see that you are very much not alone in this, and we are the majority, and we will prevail because we have God on our side.
Amen.
Now, we want to say this. For those of you who have not yet become Sons or Daughters of Liberty, what that is for our new listeners out there, it's a program that we've developed because we spend a lot of time going out seeking and saving that which is lost. We don't just sit in the studio. We don't just sit in the office. We want to go out to the people. Thank God Jesus didn't come put a red, carpet out in front front and say, all welcome. No. Christ went out to the masses, and we are called to do the same thing. That's why he said to go ye into all the world. But what we have is a Son and Daughter of Liberty program, which gives us the foundation to be able to do that. Right now, we are working on building up that program so we can be secure in going out there and doing that which Christ has called us to do. And that means that you give on a monthly basis what you can. For some people, it's a smaller amount. For some people, it's a larger amount. Whatever you feel comfortable with to be able to help us catapult into the nation to bring this message of truth across the nation. We're talking East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. We're going to be in Arizona next month. So we are literally taking it from all four corners of this nation, this message of truth. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to do that. I want to be a part of that. How do I find out more? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And there's many different packages. You start up with the one, the basic package, all the way up to multi-platinum. You can see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive with your name on it, showing that you are now a son or daughter of liberty. But it really does give you that assurance that, hey, I'm supporting someone that's making a difference, literally sending waves throughout this nation with people who are standing for Christ, and I can get behind that. So please do check that out, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, perhaps if you'd like to make a secure one-time donation, click on the donate button in the stars and stripes. All donations are very gratefully received. And for those of you who are currently sons and daughters of liberty, thank you so much for your support. We could not do what we do without your support. Now, I want to direct your attention to one more thing on that website, which is our store. We have so many good items out there. In fact, we have our product of the week this week is the Virtue T-shirts. For all you ladies out there, young and old, they're coming pink and blue. It's the Virtue logo on the very front. It's in sparkles, for those of you that love sparkles, you ladies out there. And Proverbs 31, on the back of it, it has the definition of what virtue means. Conformity to the standard of right, integrity of character, uprightness of conduct, chastity, purity, all these things that young women are not being told out there today. They're told if it feels good, do it, and they don't think about the consequences of the choices that they're making in their life. So what better way for the woman of God to adorn herself than to wear this billboard for Christ wherever you go? You know, when you go in the gas station, grocery store, people say, hey, nice shirt. They're reading it while they're in the back of the line behind you in the checkout line, and you're being a witness and example for Christ. But not only do we have those T-shirts, which, by the way, again, if you're a son or daughter of liberty, you get 25% off that product of the week every week by calling our office at 1-866-233-0747. But we've got many other items. We have our new Sons of Liberty mugs. We've got more T-shirts, books, DVDs, continuing to air on Dove Television right now. All things that you can equip yourself with to say, listen, well, you know, if I'm too shy, I can't really, it's like I just can't, well, pass out a track. Pass out one of Bradley's books. There's so many good things on there for you to say, hey, I'm going to get equipped to bring this message to my workplace, to my family, to my community, because I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer.
I think I'm going to go get one right now.
No. Well, you, I don't know. You might look a little funny in the virtue ones, but Yeah. But there's tons of them. There's so many good things, and we have great artwork on there as well. The guy who did our artwork, his name is Eric, and he does artwork for Steven Spielberg. He put together something for his.
Second to none.
Yeah, so it's second to none, top quality.
Approving
people
things
love
that are excellent.
That's right, because we don't want to have that low, cheesy standard of Christian, quote-unquote, professed Christian standard. We want to have the quality that Christ is called to have, so it is the best.
Ooh, interesting. Folks, here's John Locke. He was one of the three Charles V. Montesquieu, along with William Blackstone, helped establish who we are through common law in this country. He said, the end of law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom for all of us Americans. For in all the states of created beings capable of law, he said, where there is no law, there is no freedom. And folks, the only law that mandates any of our obedience is the law that God gave and that Christ fulfilled. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller. $50 while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.